You're listening to SBS News.
In a move seen by many as historic, France has formally recognized the state of Palestine. President Emmanuel Macron made the announcement at the United Nations, receiving applause from more than 140 leaders gathered in the Assembly Hall. Introducing the declaration, Mr. Macron said France's long-standing commitment to peace in the Middle East made this step unavoidable.
Nous sommes là car le temps est venu.
We are here because the time has come. The time has come to free the 48 hostages held by Hamas. The time has come to stop the war, the bombings in Gaza, the massacres, and the fleeing population. The time has come because the urgency is everywhere. The time for peace has come, because we are moments away from being unable to grasp it. That is why we are here today. Some will say too late. Others will say too soon. One thing is certain. We cannot wait any longer.
Une chose est sûre, nous ne pouvons plus attendre.
Palestinian officials applauded as Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, barred by the U.S. from traveling to New York, watched the session from Ramallah. In a video message played to the General Assembly, Mr. Abbas said the authority would be responsible for governance and security in Gaza through a temporary administrative committee linked to the Palestinian government in the West Bank, with Arab and international support and participation.
Hamas will not have a role in governance. It, along with other factions, must hand over weapons to the Palestinian Authority because we want one unarmed state, one law, and one legitimate security force.
France's recognition follows similar moves by the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Portugal, and Brussels, with more countries expected to join. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, told the General Assembly the situation in Gaza is untenable.
Tens of thousands of civilians have been killed. Desperate people, including children, denied vital aid. Aid workers killed, including Australian Zomi Frankham. Journalists killed, trying to bring the truth to light. This comes alongside the continued illegal expansion of settlements on the West Bank and an increase in settler violence. Threats to annex parts of Palestine and permanently displace the Palestinian people. Such conduct risks putting a two-state solution beyond reach. That is where the current road leads. We must choose a different path. We must break this cycle of violence and build something better.
Israel and the United States have condemned the decisions, warning they undermine peace talks and reward Hamas for its October of 2023 attacks. Both nations boycotted the high-level conference on a two-state solution in the Middle East, chaired by France and Saudi Arabia. France's announcement shaped the tone of the session, themed Better Together. Opening the debate, Assembly President Annalena Baerbock urged delegates to choose courage over complacency.
Better Together. It's more than a hot motto. It's a hard-won truth. It's our commitment for the next 80 years. Our commitment to not only hope for problems to vanish, but to find the courage to confront them. Better together means to act where action is hard, to choose dialogue and diplomacy when division is easier.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres followed with a blunt assessment, describing peace as the most necessary pursuit of all and calling on governments to renew international cooperation. But it was Mr. Guterres's comments on Gaza that struck the strongest chord.
We are here today to help navigate the only way out of this nightmare, a two-state solution where two independent, sovereign, democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side in peace and security with their secure and recognized borders on the basis of pre-1967 lines, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states, in line with international law, UN resolutions, and other relevant agreements.
He condemned both Hamas's 7th of October attacks and Israel's Gaza offensive, denouncing the destruction of the enclave and the deaths of tens of thousands of civilians. Mr. Guterres again demanded a permanent ceasefire, the release of all hostages, and full humanitarian access. Ms. Baerbock highlighted the plight of Gaza's children, warning that over 700 days of conflict had robbed many of their lives and others of their childhood. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, addressed the conference on behalf of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He thanked President Macron, condemned Israel's actions, and reaffirmed support for a Palestinian state on 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital.
This conference is convened and co-chaired by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and France at a time when the Israeli occupation authorities continues their aggression and their brutal crimes against our brothers the Palestinians in Gaza Strip and its violations in the West Bank and Al-Quds al-Sharif and its repeated attacks on the sovereignty of Arab and Muslim countries, the latest of which was the attack against Qatar.
He says a two-state solution is the only way to achieve peace.
This reiterates our deeply rooted conviction that the implementation of the two-state solution is the only way to achieve just and permanent peace.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.